and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Raven has a really hard time being sympathetic towards his wife who's sick.
I wouldn't say that I have a hard time being sympathetic. What I would say is, more accurately, I probably have a hard time doing the right thing.
It's true.
My wife has been sick now for like a week, week and a half. And besides going, you know, I hate to keep saying it, but I think you should go see the doctor. I'm not sure what else to say at this point.
So 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. And that's why, Raven, I'm here to help you out.
Well, I really do appreciate that, that's for sure.
It's the rules of when your spouse is sick.
No, rules is rules.
Five.
Number five, show sympathy, even if you have none. You have to fake it. She knows when you're rolling your eyes because she's saying she doesn't feel well. You gotta act like you actually care.
Now, I try. I put on the good face, right? I walk back and forth from the living room to the kitchen something like 3,000 times a day as I sit down in my chair. It's magical the way that every time you actually get all the way back, you know how like you get on your couch, you sit on it, and then you have to like shift back to really be comfortable. It's that moment when I shift all the way back and there's a dog on my lap that she goes, oh, I forgot this.
Right.
That's, and she doesn't ask.
Just it shows sympathy.
Just
do it.
Like that.
Just do it.
She'll start moaning or whining. That's my cue.
Just do it.
Four.
Do not complain that you're tired because of her being up all night. She's sick. You can sleep on the couch. I am so sick of hearing you complain about, I didn't sleep. She was coughing. Yeah, go sleep in another room if it's that bad.
She tells me every time she's waking up with these coughing fits that I'm snoring, which I don't see how is physically possible at this point. She's conditioning me for a jet to basically land over our house because, I mean, I feel like I haven't slept in a week and a half.
No, here we go. Yep.
Three.
The sick person gets to choose what to watch on TV. So no one wants to be sick and then watch your dumb wilderness survival shows.
Oh, man. It's hurtful, but I'll have you know that we watched 3 episodes of Grey's Anatomy last night in a row.
Good.
So obviously she's choosing, all right?
Don't ask if she's up to finishing the laundry, washing the dishes, vacuuming, or really any other chore. The answer is no. When you ask that, all it does is make you seem like a bigger jerk.
Here's the thing. In our house, we have enough space that there could be filth in other places, and I wouldn't even be aware of it.
Oh.
I'd be comfortable in that spot. It's Alicia that's pretty dedicated to the cleaning and all that type of stuff. And frankly, when I do it for her, I don't do it right.
Oh, that's your excuse?
I try on many things. Maybe some other things I cop out a little bit, but I try.
One.
You gotta get her the food she wants. You become the Uber of food. Don't expect her to make all the decisions. When she says, I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want that. Yeah. When she's sick, you just say, all right, well, let's go through every other option humanly possible until you find something plausible.
Yeah, I know that you've met my wife plenty of times and talked with her many, many, many times.
Yep.
But you've never gone out to eat with her.
Uh-huh.
This is what I do all the time anyways. This is happening week in and week out.
Uh-huh.
I drive all over the place for food. She always picks the pizza that doesn't deliver.
Uh-huh.
She always picks the breakfast place that's furthest away.
Right.
And for lunch, it's always, oh, I can't get a sandwich from there. It's got to be from this other place where I happen to hate the bread. And again, they don't deliver.
Well, when she's sick, you know what, Raven?
Yeah.
No. Rules is rules. Right.
That.